Hello dear student, everything that surrounds us is collectively termed as environment. Most life forms need suitable temperature, water and food. The resources available on the earth and the energy from the sun are necessary to meet the basic requirement of all life forms on the earth. So, dear student, it is the stock of the nature such as air, water, soil, mineral and living organisms that are useful for mankind in many ways. These are called natural resources. So, dear student, today we are going to learn about natural resources of class 9th science. As already mentioned, natural resources are the stock of the nature such as water, mineral, soil, air and living organisms that are useful for mankind in different ways for their development. These natural resources are categorized into two types: exhaustible or non-renewable resources and inexhaustible or renewable resources. Exhaustible or non-renewable resources are those natural resources which are limited and which get reduced in quantity after use are called exhaustible or non-renewable resources. For example, coal, petroleum, natural gas, metal. They are limited in quantity. Their excess use may lead to exhaust them. So they are non-renewable and exhaustible. Now, inexhaustible or renewable resources. The resources which are available in plenty in nature and can be renewed are called inexhaustible or renewable resources. For example, air, water, sunlight. These are some examples of renewable resources. Air we can use for windmill, but it cannot get exhausted by windmill. So it is inexhaustible. Now let us learn about the environment. The term biosphere. Bio means life. So it is the sphere of life. But before that, we'll discuss some terminology. The outer crust of the earth is the lithosphere. Water on the earth is the hydrosphere. And the layer of air around the earth, it is an atmosphere. So the life supporting zone of the earth, where the atmosphere, the hydrosphere and the lithosphere interact and make life possible, is known as biosphere. Biosphere has two components: biotic component like plants, animal, microorganism, and abiotic component like air, water, soil, mineral and other non-living form. So let us learn about these natural resources one by one. So first we'll go for air, the breath of life. We know that air is a mixture of gases like nitrogen 78%, oxygen 21%, carbon dioxide, water vapor and other gases. They constitute near about 1%. The presence of air, or we can say atmosphere, the layer of air around earth, it is called atmosphere, is life supporting on the earth. If we consider about Venus and Mars, the atmosphere consists of 95% to 97% of carbon dioxide. So that is the reason their life is not known to exist. We know that on our earth, air is a transparent, which is a mixture of different gases. They are used for different purposes. For example, oxygen is used by plants and animals for respiration. They break down the glucose with the help of oxygen and produce energy and release carbon dioxide. Burning of fossil fuel also use oxygen and release carbon dioxide. There are other human activities. Due to that, our environment gets polluted, like forest fire. All these release carbon dioxide. But despite of these, the percentage of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere is mere fraction of percent, because carbon dioxide fixes in two ways. First way, green plant convert carbon dioxide into glucose in the presence of sunlight, and this process is known as photosynthesis. Many marine animals use carbonate dissolved in sea water to make their shell. This is another way. So it means there is a balance between oxygen and carbon dioxide, and the main role played by the plants. So plants are very important for us. Now consider the role of atmosphere in climate control. We know that atmosphere is the layer around the earth which acts as a blanket. Air is a bad conductor of heat. It prevents sudden increase in temperature during day and also slow down the escape of heat during the night. So the atmosphere keeps the average temperature of earth fairly steady during day and night throughout the year. You know that moon and earth are near about same distance from the sun. Despite that, on the surface of moon with no atmosphere, the temperature ranges from minus 190 degrees Celsius to 110 degrees Celsius. So it means daytime it is very hot and at night it is very cold. But on earth, air, atmosphere protect us. Coming to the movement of air, that is called wind. The phenomena are the result of change that takes place in our atmosphere is due to heating of air and formation of water vapors. Water vapor is formed due to heating of water bodies and the activities of living organism. This rise in temperature create a low pressure zone which attract cold air from high pressure zone and pushes up the hot air. Thus the atmosphere can be heated from below by radiation. This is reflected back or re-radiate by the land or water bodies. On being heated, convection current are set up in the air. So this cause movement of air, that is wind. Other factors also influence this wind, like the rotation of earth. Second, the presence of mountain range in the path of wind. We observe many phenomena due to this uneven heating, like sea breeze and land breeze. During the day, the land gets heated faster than the sea. So the hot air above the land rises up and cold air from the sea moves towards the land, which is called sea breeze. Land breeze. In this, during the night, sea cools down slowly than the land. So the hot air above the sea rises up and cool air from the land move towards the sea. That is why it is called land breeze. Another phenomenon due to this is formation of rain. When water bodies get heated up during day, the large amount of water evaporate and rise up. Some water vapors also get into atmosphere due to biological activity like transpiration. As the water vapor rises, it cools and condenses to form tiny droplets of water. This condensation of water is facilitated by dust and the other suspended particle in the air could act as a nucleus for this drop to form around. This appear as a cloud when the tiny droplets of the water join together to form bigger drop of water. They fall down as rain, snow or hail. Rain pattern are decided by prevailing wind pattern. In large part of India, rain are mostly brought by southwest or northwest, northeast monsoon. Coming to main topic, air pollution. The increasing content of harmful substance in the air is called air pollution. There are several causes of air pollution. Number one, excessive burning of fossil fuel that release oxides of sulfur and nitrogen. And this oxide, when it is mixed with acid or water, it forms acid rain. And this shows many harmful effects on the living organism as well as on the environment. Many industries release high amount of poisonous gases into the atmosphere. They also cause pollution. Forest fire, excessive use of CFC, use in refrigerator, excessive mining and over-refining release harmful gases, and all this lead for air pollution. How we prevent air pollution? Avoiding use of vehicle. People should avoid using vehicle for shorter distance. Rather, they should prefer public mode of transport to travel from one place to another. This is not only prevent pollution but also causes conservation of energy. Conservation of energy. A large number of fossil fuels that are burned to generate electricity, therefore do not forget to switch off the electrical appliances when not in use. Thus you can save environment at the individual level. Use the energy efficient devices such as CFL, LED, also control pollution to greater level. Use of clean energy resource, the use of solar, wind, geothermal energies reduce air pollution at larger level. Various countries including India have implemented the use of these resources at a step towards a clean environment. There are other ways also that we can use CNG, compressed natural gas, which pollute less. Another way is tree plantation. So there are different ways that we can protect our air from pollution. So dear students, this is all about natural resources, and in this we already discussed about first natural resources, that is air, in this first module. Thank you.